What's the best breakfast cereal?
Well, first of all, do you believe Trix are only for kids? Because I don't want to incriminate myself here.
I don't know that I've ever had Trix, to be honest.
Did you have Apple Jacks?
Yeah.
Gross. Okay, I got a new take on a segment.
I don't like that.
I know a few episodes ago we were pretty hyped for the Aladdin live-action movie starring Will Smith.
Love it.
And I just wanted to do some fan service by doing a review of that movie.
Okay.
Actually, we're not going to do a full review. We're gonna play the Rotten Tomatoes game.
Okay, what's that?
Well, here's how the Rotten Tomatoes game works.
Okay.
I tell you a movie, and then you have to guess. You can give me a bit of your personal review on the movie, and then you're going to guess what Rotten Tomatoes has it at.
Okay. All right, I'm down. I'm ready.
Okay. Aladdin retells its classic source material stories with sufficient spectacle and skill, even if it never approaches the dazzling splendor of the animated original. Animated. I said that weird.
what are you reading? Is this
that was the little critic's consensus on the Rotten Tomatoes page.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, I did do a poll on our Twitter, the Super Good Question Twitter, about who was the better genie.
As if it's even a contest.
Which one are you saying?
I don't know. What did Twitter say? No, obviously Robin Williams. Fucking legend.
Yeah.
Even the outtakes video, I don't know if you saw that, that was posted on Reddit a few days ago.
I did.
There was basically deleted scenes of
Robin Williams?
Yeah, recording extra lines for the genie in the booth.
Yeah.
And even the outtakes are, you could make an entire equally as good movie with those
did
outtakes.
Robin Williams sing?
He did, yeah. Well, he wasn't a singer, but he sang in the movie.
Okay, because Will Smith can't sing that well.
How dare you?
I know he's an artist, but he's not a singing artist, and I feel like it shows.
Well, these days you can just, T-Pain him up.
Yeah, but that's what they had to do. Anyway, our poll, I'll just check where it's at right now. But the last time I checked, Robin Williams was winning. So it's a lot closer than it was last time I checked. There's 88 votes, 2 hours left in the poll. Robin Williams is at 58%. That's close.
Wow, I would not have expected it to be that close. But I think it's that very reason that they chose Will Smith to be the genie. He's a rival nostalgia factor for this age group.
Yeah.
Who else could they have gotten that would have even come close?
Yeah, he was a good choice, and he did an okay job, but I still don't think he was even close to Robin Williams's. Anyways, that little synopsis you read was very positive, but I still think Rotten Tomatoes is a harsh critic overall, so I'm going to say it landed at... What's the fresh zone? Where does that roll over?
I think 60 is...
Really?
60 and up is fresh.
Wow. Okay. I guess I'm going to say it was fresh then, because I think it was 62 or something.
That's not a bad guess. You're pretty close. Unfortunately, Aladdin is rotten at 56%.
Oh, close. Yeah. Right on the threshold if it is indeed 60.
Yeah, but however, the audience rating, 94.
Yeah, the audience rating can sometimes be very different from the critics.
For sure.
It happens the most with fun movies like that, where you just go to the theater to have a good time and you don't care if it's good.
Yeah,
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Everyone who went to see Aladdin probably enjoyed it because they weren't expecting much.
Yeah. Precisely.
All right, cool. Hit me with another movie.
Okay.
Are you going to do all Will Smith movies? Because I heard that he has almost no fresh movies.
Oh, man. Okay, let's do a Will Smith themed round.
Well, then I'll win because I know he's all rotten except for Men in Black.
Oh.
So uh-huh. you can't do all Will Smith.
Okay. All right. Throw you a curveball then. deftly balancing vulgarity and sincerity while placing its protagonists in excessive situations, this movie is an authentic take on friendship and the overarching awkwardness of the high school experience.
What is... Are you going to not tell me the movie name?
This is round two. It's harder. First, you have to guess the movie, then the score.
Was it Superbad?
Yes.
Okay. And the score... This is tough because I feel like the critics didn't like Superbad, and then it was... Like, the audience is clearly in 95 or something like that on this.
Actually, I'll give you a hint. The audience and critic score is exactly the same for this movie.
What?
Yeah.
That is hard to believe.
And you're right.
I love Superbad.
So. You're right. At the theaters, it was not a huge smash.
Yeah.
And then later, it like became sort of a, not a cult classic, but like a, it's like a slow burn catch on thing.
Yeah. If they're the same though, it's got to be pretty high. I'm going to say 88.
Wow. Superbad is fresh at 87.
Oh shit. So close. I almost ended the game. I'm almost the the Rotten Tomato. What is this? What do I get?
you have to either eat a fresh or rotten tomato.
I don't even like tomatoes, so that's a punishment in either case, although obviously a fresh one would be better.
Okay. Let's do... I can't even explain this because it's going to ruin the question, but okay. The next installment in our game is a Pixar movie.
Okay.
It is described in the critics' consensus thusly. Blank is as visually appealing as any other Pixar production, but all that dazzle doesn't disguise the rusty storytelling under the hood. The movie is Cars 2.
Yeah, obviously. Cars 2 is the worst reviewed Pixar movie, I believe. So I'm going
to
say...
I wanted to pick a Pixar movie, and then I started scrolling through them, and they were like 98, 94, 94, 100.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one would be... I'm half giving it away here.
It's a question of how poorly reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still Pixar, so I want to say low 70s or something. But I don't know. I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'll go with 72.
Oh.
Is it worse?
Just ate a rotten tomato. Cars 2 is rotten as fuck at 38%.
What? Oh my God. That's horrible. I mean, for a Pixar movie, that's really bad.
Yeah, for a Pixar movie.
Yeah. Wow. What's the audience score on Cars 2?
47.
Not even good.
Yeah, not even... Well, it's the people that love that movie are too young to rate reviews, so...
Okay, hit me with one more movie.
Okay. All right, you fancy yourself a bit of a cinephile.
Okay.
And I know that you love this movie because of the outstanding one-shot camera work.
Children of Men.
The movie is Children of Men. Let me do the critics' consensus.
Okay.
Children of Men works on every level. As a violent chase thriller, a fantastical cautionary tale, and a sophisticated human drama about society struggling to live.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that it didn't do very well. Children of Men did not do very well in theaters.
Yeah, not enough filmmakers went to see it, apparently.
Yeah, I'm betting that the audience score is lower than the critics score on this one, which is maybe unusual.
Hmm.
Critics, though, is what the tomato meter is based on. And I feel like that synopsis was very positive.
Yeah, I should start leaving the synopsis out and start writing my own in.
So I'm going to go 85.
How dare you?
Damn it. It's better?
Children of Men. Turdren? Turdren of Men is super fresh at 92.
92. Good for them.
But you're right. The audience only had it at 85.
Oh, see? I'm just in the audience's head. That's all.
Yep. You're a man of the people.
That's still higher than I thought, because it didn't, it really did not do very well, but cool. That's good.
So the real way we're supposed to play this is I'm also supposed to guess and a third, or, you know, like supposed to be head to head.
Yeah,
but should be a third party involved.
We don't have any friends.
Yeah, we need a guest. So let's do a collab. Hey, arguably correct, guys. We need.
Okay. We need them.
We need a round table.
All right.
This episode's brought to you by Breakfast Cereal Mascots. Follow your nose to Captain Crunch's
Pleasure Dungeon. I have a would you rather for you.
Oh, man. The simplest yet most contemplative.
Wow.
I love fall because it's the most contemplative of seasons.
All right. Would you rather relive the same day for 365 days?
Okay.
So Groundhog Day style.
Yep.
For a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
lose a year off the end of your life.
How is that even a question? Obviously Groundhog Day it.
Yeah, I know.
There's so many. I mean, I'd take them both. If I had to lose a year off the end and have to do a Groundhog Day, I'd do it.
I know.
It'd be so fun.
Whoever wrote this question, whoever on Ask Reddit wrote this for us, they made the Groundhog Day scenario a negative, which it doesn't need to be.
No.
Especially if you know going into it. Like, if I'm choosing it,
mm-hmm.
granted, it would be terrifying if I did not get to choose ahead of time.
Sure, yeah.
I just kept waking up same day.
Figuring out you're in a Groundhog Day sucks.
Yeah.
But owning a Groundhog Day is the best.
I feel like it's a power-up, like a Mario Kart power-up or something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you should get to deploy it whenever you... Maybe that should be the question. Like, when do you deploy your Groundhog Day?
Oh, man.
It'd be so hard. I'd be so hesitant to use it that I'd probably never use it. And that would really suck for the Groundhog Day one, because I'd be like on my deathbed in agony and I'd be like, oh, I gotta use it. And then yeah. I'd be stuck.
Yeah, man. It's just like in RPGs when you save up all your like good potions for the final boss.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I didn't need them.
Yeah.
Fuck. Just lugged these things around the whole game for nothing.
Yeah. I should have spread out the happiness.
Yeah.
I suppose that's a metaphor for life in general.
Don't. Oh, God. You always try to get so fucking heady. No, I would. It would suck if you accidentally spawned your Groundhog Day on like a shitty day for some reason. Yeah. But like I don't feel like there's anything, like if you're reliving it over and over, you just like do like an Edge of Tomorrow and
you make it a great day.
Yeah, you make it a great day.
Yeah, I was gonna say like it would suck if you chose a day with crappy weather, but I suppose you could just travel to wherever the nice weather was that day.
I love the idea that if you had like an infinite Groundhog Day scenario, that there's like, what could you actually achieve within one day?
Right, yeah, yeah.
If you were, like, able to stack knowledge days upon days upon days, like, could you theoretically, like, is there a scenario where you can go from a regular dude to, like, Elon Musk
in
24 hours and, like, flying a spaceship?
I feel like you could just simply because of gambling and... You know, you could make a shit ton of money in one day if you relived it over and over again.
Right.
It doesn't even matter what day it is. You just...
But what about, like, not just money, but, like, technological advances? Like, how do you invent, like, time travel in one day?
Right.
When you don't have any of the resources to start with?
You don't have the... But knowledge is a resource, and you have that.
Yeah.
You have a lot of it.
But every day, you have to convince all the same people to, like, get on board with you.
Yeah.
You're not crazy.
But again, infinite days, you would get really good at that.
Yeah.
And you would...
You'd have like such a tight PowerPoint.
Yeah, your elevator pitch would be exceptional by the end.
Yeah.
And it would be catered. In 15
seconds, you can convince every president that you're living this day over and over and you need to save the world.
Yeah. And you could cater it to the individual. You could spend a lot of time researching...
Exactly. Yeah, just like in Groundhog Day when he like learns French to woo the one girl.
I don't think that I've ever actually seen Groundhog Day.
I've never seen it either. We're terrible. Let's do a Rotten Tomatoes on Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. This is interesting because we haven't seen it. You're looking it up, so I have to guess. But I'm going to wait for you to synopsize it for me.
Okay. Say the critics of Groundhog Day. Smart, sweet, and inventive, Groundhog Day highlights Murray's dramatic gifts while still leaving plenty of room for laughs.
That was like a very generic review.
That was like a newspaper.
Yeah.
You're going to the theater. To meet, it's 1994.
Yeah.
You're going to the theater thinking about seeing Groundhog Day and you just read that. Okay. I guess I'll go.
Critics have it at 78.
Well, mission accomplished. I misled you with the tone of my review because this is a critical darling.
Oh, okay.
Groundhog Day is fresh at 96.
What? 96?
I know.
Okay, critics were not as harsh back then. I don't think Groundhog Day would get 96 today.
No, I think this is like the critics that are critics now.
Yeah.
Like we're young enough at the time.
Yeah.
Or something to enjoy this. There's like, it holds a special place in their heart.
You think this was reviewed by children at the time?
I think, yeah. I don't think anybody who was like an adult is still alive. Like was an adult when this came out.
Right.
Is still alive and reviewing movies. Is it even that old?
Didn't you just say it was 92 or something like that?
Oh, I just made that year up.
Oh, okay.
I don't. What year
I was
going
to say that seemed too new for Groundhog Day. I think it was 80s. This is a new game. What year did Groundhog Day come out? You can only play it once.
93.
These people are very much alive. That was not that long ago. Anyways, obviously, this question was crappy because we both want to do a year-long Groundhog Day. But
I think the better question, but it takes so much more time to think about, is how do you, what trajectory do you aim for with your Groundhog Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you go about that?
It would be torturous. If, again, like if you knew that it was 365 days, you could get through it. But if you didn't know that it was going to end, that would be awful.
Yeah, you're right. I guess. Yeah, that sucks.
So, I mean, you can make it as good as you want, but nobody remembers what you did. So,
yeah, that is kind of a downside.
Yeah, it's kind of the downside.
Yeah, like what if you nail it one day? Like you get so far and then you can't recreate it for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, you spend like 50 cycles just going postal on people.
And then it actually ends.